And I want to talk about the stock market for just a moment. Late last week, the market had a pretty good couple of days. Do you think that things will get worse before they get better, or do you think we're beginning to see a turnaround that will continue?
Well, the stock market's only shown the tentative signs that maybe it's in the process of bottoming. And, you know, as you mentioned, we had actually four strong weeks from the early March lows in the Dow. We're up more than 20% in 4 weeks, which is obviously a tremendous amount percentage-wise. Not many people were able to catch it because it happened too fast. And there's some tentative indications that maybe that low would be the ultimate low. But that doesn't mean that we're, you know, up and away with the stock market, because typically it'll kind of back off, maybe even return to those levels. The bottoming process is usually prolonged and kind of painful, but with a market down, you know, 50% from its peak of 2007, it's gone an awful long way into sort of building in a lot of the negatives that we all know about. So there is a decent chance that that we've seen the bottom, but no guarantee.
Now, we ask Americans to look at their own personal family finances and tell us if they expected in this next year, 2009, if they expected their personal family financial situation to get better, worse, or remain about the same. Interestingly enough, about 50% said about the same. The rest, a little bit of an edge for those that said they expected it to get better. I'm just curious, does that seem to jive with what you think will happen?
It's tough to say, although it's sort of interesting that that's the breakdown. And I think that 50% the figures it's going to stay the same. You know, it sort of reflects that a tremendous percentage of people in this country have a very steady job and or, you know, kind of retirement income. And a very high percentage of homes in this country are actually paid off. So it's, even though you hear about the foreclosures and people strapped, it's not necessarily the majority. It's just a sort of a large minority. I do think it's plausible that that things get better for a fair portion of people out there, because home prices have come down so much that I do think that even if they just sort of flatten out after a few months here, it will be kind of considered a positive in people's minds. And the other thing to keep in mind is interest rates are so low that a lot of people are going to be able to improve their financial position by either refinancing a mortgage or just sort of swapping to sort of lower cost debt. And so I do think there's some indicators for the luckier household that it could get better. The worst part, though, is going to be the housing market remains on the defensive. There are too many homes out there. It's most people's chief asset if they have an actual hard asset. And that's something that we're not finished the reckoning process with regard to home prices.